Local Muslim leader Yusuf Abdi returned to Salt Lake City with his family on Sunday. Abdi, who is a U.S. citizen, was stranded in Kenya last week when airport security barred him from boarding his flight back to America. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
A cheering crowd greeted Abdi and his family at Salt Lake City International Airport Sunday. He thanked those who came to welcome him and his attorneys who helped clear the way for his homecoming.
There is many good people in the world, like you guys who came today and yesterday, who sacrificed for us to welcome us.
Abdi waited 5 years for approval to move his wife and 5 children to the U.S. with him. He arrived at the Nairobi airport Tuesday with his family in tow, but was not allowed to board the Qatar Airlines flight back to the U.S. Airline officials told him he was on the no-fly list. Abdi says he does not know why.
I did not do anything. I don't have any crime. I have devoted every day and night to help the community.
Abdi was supposed to arrive in Salt Lake City on Saturday, but was detained again for more questioning at Los Angeles International Airport. He then almost missed another flight Sunday, but was helped by an American Airlines pilot who Abdi says demanded the family be allowed on the plane. Attorneys with the Utah Refugee Justice League and Coalition on American-Islamic Relations have filed a lawsuit against several federal agencies calling for a ban on the no-fly list. Attorney Jim McConkey is a founding member of the Justice League.
If you're on it, you don't know until something like this happens. And they won't tell you you're on it. They won't tell you why you're on it. And so you can't challenge it. And we think this raises real constitutional questions that need to be answered.
Yusuf Abdi told the crowd Sunday the fight for justice isn't over. He said he's lucky to have a community to support him and fight for his rights, but others do not. Whitney Evans, KUER News.